Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Yeah.
All right. This is Mike Reese with ESPN.com, and I just start off by asking you what you see from the Patriots when you started to study up on them and game planning for this game.
Well, it's good to talk again, Mike. You know, the Patriots, they're I think, you know, obviously a really, really good football team. They haven't changed much as far as what I remember them in the past. And, you know, they're solid defensively. They've got some very, very good special teams players. And offensively, they can really move the ball and score points.
To follow up, Mike, it's defensively, I'm curious from what you saw from them, and I know it might be different from the view of the head coach versus last year as a defensive coordinator, but what do you see they're trying to do defensively based on that season opener in terms of scheme?
What, you mean what New England is trying to do defensively?
Yes.
You know, I don't know that I can comment on that part about it. I think they look very similar to what they have in the past as far as their 3-4 teams and you know, what they've done for years and years. So, I just think they're very, very sound fundamentally. They've got some good rushers, and I think they're much improved in the back end. And, you know, and they've always done a great job. I've studied, you know, being with Parcells, I've studied New England for many, many years.
Mike, obviously Matt Cassel was there before you got there, and I was just wondering what the transition has been like in terms of getting to know him and what you saw in him in training camp in week one that has impressed you.
Well, Matt, you know, he's really come in and had a very, very good off-season. The training camp, he was phenomenal. I think North Turner and Scott Turner do a great job of coaching him. But, you know, Matt's a fiery guy. He's a pretty smart guy, and as far as knowing what needs to get done, and he's taken care of the football the entire preseason. He took care of the ball last week, and so I think he's done a very, very good job. And his personality is, you know, he's got a little what's the word I'm looking for? He's got a little bit of intensity to him at times. But I think he really came in this offseason and thought about where his career was and what he needed to do to continue to where he could continue playing in the NFL.
Hi, Mike. It's Phil Perry from CSNNE.com. I'm just wondering, in watching some of the film, maybe from this past Sunday of the Patriots, what you saw from Miami's defense in terms of slowing the New England offense down. How did you feel they were able to have some success there?
Well, you know, it's never an easy thing, and I know that they played better in the second half, but the first half, New England did a good job. That, you know, in the second half, you know, they just made some plays, and you know, against New England, have to make some plays from time to time in order to get them off the field. You got to be good on third downs, and you know, I don't know exactly what Miami was trying to do defensively. I know, you know, obviously Kevin Coyle is a very good friend of mine, and we have not talked about the game. We just, you know, we kind of know each other's systems kind of well, but it's hard for me to know exactly what Miami was.
Mike Petrali at WEEI.com, and that was me before asking about Matt Cassel, for the record, just so you know that. About your pressure defense, obviously you have a reputation for bringing different, not only pressures, not only blitzes, but different pressures from different areas. Are you continuing that kind of philosophy with Minnesota, and do you think that you have a good personnel base to execute what you'd like to do against New England?
Well, I don't know so much about against New England, but it's always a work in progress with us. We're always trying to figure out what our guys can do each and every week as far as how we can use our guys to our advantage. But you know, we are still kind of in the infancy stages of this defense as far as putting it in and where we're going and really learning about the players. New England is a tough team to pressure. Brady does a great job of getting the ball out. They do a good job in protection of knowing who to block. Their backs do a great job in protection. They've got the screens that that they use so often, and the receivers, Welker and Gradkowski, they know where to get to on the sights and hots. And so, they do a great job. I'm not sure that when we played New England last year in Cincinnati, that we really pressured them all that well. But, I think they do a great job.
Mike, this is Shalise Young with the Boston Globe. You waited a long time for the opportunity to become a head coach. How is it as you anticipated it might be to be a head coach, and how is it, I guess, what surprised you about being a head coach at this stage?
Some things have caught me off guard, I guess. The amount of different schedule things that you have to do, the different dealing with some of the player discipline, obviously a little bit more media than what I've had to do. But honestly, it's gone fairly smooth with everything as far as trying to get everything kind of under control. And, I know there's going to be more hiccups. And honestly, I expect to make some mistakes. I expect to try to learn from them and continue to get better, just like I did as a defensive coordinator. But some days it's better than others, as with all jobs.
Mike, it's Mike Reese again with ESPN.com. I'm curious if you see any links at all between Cordero and another fine receiver that you were with in Cincinnati in A.J. Green.
Well, I think they're different guys. Cordero's a little bit thicker body, but, they're both good guys. They both practice real hard. They both run good. They're both fine receivers, and I'm glad we have Cordero on our team. He's a good kid. Not that I wouldn't let AJ too, but Cordero's been very, very good for us. And the fact that he comes into work every day, he's got a smile on his face. He loves to go out and compete, and you love to have those kind of guys, no matter what position they're playing.
And one thing I noticed from him, Mike, was I'm assuming he has the green light to take that ball out on the kickoff returns, whether it's 9 yards deep, 7 yards deep. Is that the case? And if so, can you maybe just explain, how that sort of manifests itself? Because a lot of times you see players taking the knee that deep in the end zone.
Well, he is one of our playmakers, and We give him some leeway in that. I did communicate to him after the second one last week that there's situations where we will give him the green light and let him take it out, and there's situations where we won't. So, but he has been an excellent kick returner in his two seasons, and so anytime we have the opportunity to get a guy that that has a chance to take it to the house with the ball in his hands, we like that.
And then a couple more quick ones, Mike. I appreciate your time. I'm curious your thoughts on Anthony Barr. Obviously, throwing him right into the mix in terms of that, playing a lot right off the bat. What is he doing well for you, and does he remind you of anyone that you've coached in the past?
Well, first of all, he's very unique in his size for a linebacker. He's 6'5" and 255, and runs real fast. He's got good strength. So most of the linebackers that I've had in the past have not been this kind of guy, at least in the 4-3 defenses. But he's very smart. He's very fluid. He works real hard. He's got some rush ability that we can use him in different ways. And he's been good in coverage. So we've been extremely happy with Anthony, and I think his ceiling is very, very high.
And then finally, you have a couple of assistant coaches on your staff that had been up in New England in past years, Jeff Davidson being one of them, Kirby Wilson another. What have been some of your thoughts on working with those guys?
They've been great, both of them. They're good guys. They're very, very hardworking. They're smart. It's always good to get coaches that have been at New England because they do such a great job in preparation. The way they work, the way they get their guys ready, and they're very technique-oriented guys. So, it's always good to get good coaches from good systems and good head coaching trees. I've always